This is Cynthia, bringing you Citizen Z on Jamet.fm. On the show, myself and my lovely guests that I'll be bringing from time to time would be sharing with you on our cultural heritage as Africans. The good, the bad, and the not so great. So, if you, like me, and other members of my generation have had your Africanness or the lack of it questioned, then this show is for you. Welcome to this week's edition of Citizen Z. Hello, welcome to another episode of Citizen Z. And on the show today, I'll be talking on a topic that is very, 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 very personal to me because I'm a woman. And the title of this episode is Don't Touch Her. Yes, don't touch her. Don't touch me. I'm a woman. Don't touch any woman. Okay, so as catchy as that title is, it is something that captures the very essence of how a lot of women feel as regards how they are handled, as regards how they are spoken to, as regards how they are addressed generally. Even more interesting on this topic is the fact that I am not here alone. I will not be handling this topic alone. I have with me in the studio the one and only Princess Amarachi. Princess Amarachi is the host of Cheap Talk. Yes, Cheap Talk is a podcast on the Jamet FM platform. Princess Amarachi, say hi.
Hello, Citizen Z fans. How are you? I'm so excited to be part of this episode.
Excited to have you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my name is Princess Amarachi, and I'm the host of Cheap Talk Podcast. The podcast that asks you why you say what you say and how that affects you. And then we'll look at one or two things that we can do to live above societal fallacies so that we can be productive in our lives. So one of these days, you can check out Cheap Talk on Jamet FM platform.
You totally should. I totally recommend it. Cheap Talk podcast. Definitely. It's one of the podcasts that when I think of it, I just tell myself, we say it to do it right.
Right.
We say it to
do it right.
I think Cheap Talk, and I'm thinking I have to do all of the things that I say. No more just saying.
Yeah.
Actual doing. So guys, totally subscribe to the Cheap Talk podcast. I totally recommend. All right, then. Thank you very much, Amarachi, for being on the show. Like I said about the topic, don't touch her. I was thinking about this topic and it just reminded me of all of the times that I wished that I could carry some sort of signpost on my head when I'm walking down the streets, when I'm going to the market, when I'm dressed and looking all fresh and fine, about how I was thinking about how uncomfortable I get when I get catcalled when I'm walking down the road, and how some people go as far as actually touching me. And by people, I specifically mean men. So let's hear you. How do you feel about this topic how do you relate to it?
Well, this topic is actually relatable.
Okay.
It is relatable to me because I have experienced that too.
Okay.
Even like a few weeks ago, I was walking back home with one of our colleagues here. Okay. And while we're just going through the park, the guys there were like, "Hey, babe. Hey, babe, I like your hair." They were not talking to me, actually. They were talking to the lady. Because she had her hair was actually, she sprayed it.
Oh, okay.
It was looking very good. Like, "Hey, I like your hair. Come meet me. Come and be with me." I was like, please ignore that. She was already fuming after.
Yeah.
They now came close to touch her. I was like, you guys are not serious. She almost retaliated, but I was like, don't worry. Keep your cool. Let's not create a scene here.
Yeah.
So it's actually something that happens daily. And the annoying thing about this is that a lot of people don't see it as something bad.
Yeah.
When you react.
It's normal. Mm-hmm. You know, you react and they go like, waiting there the body.
But, yeah, what
you
feeling like?
You be cold. What are you feeling like? You know, and it's just super annoying. Does this in any way speak to you about insecurity? Does it make you feel insecure about walking down the road at night? Or is it, have you, like many, just come to see it as it happens?
I don't like to believe that it happens, but it has affected me. I remember when I was at home. Mm-hmm. When it's late at night, I don't walk alone.
Yeah.
I had to walk with my other brother or mm-hmm. with any of my younger brothers. Like, I feel, yes, if they see me walking with someone, their head will reset.
Yeah.
You know, so like, have that.
With someone or with a guy?
With a guy specifically.
It has to be
not
a
my
guy.
Sister. No, it must mm-hmm. be a guy. Because with that, okay, I feel the attention is reduced.
Yeah.
So, but that is not something I want to live with because it is not right.
Yeah.
I am human and I have a body and the body is mine.
Yeah.
So if you must touch my body, I think it should be with my permission.
With your consent.
See me,
totally.
I'm not saying you shouldn't admire a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can admire her from afar. Don't go too far to touching someone you don't know. You just saw on the street.
A total stranger. I
don't
mean,
understand.
And I particularly remember a few months back when, I can't remember what organization put it together, but I remember a bunch of women came out to protest and they went to Yaba Market. Mm-hmm. They had placards and stuff and saying, don't touch me, because people apparently over time noticed that he had become a trend, particularly at Yaba Market, mm-hmm. for those sellers to want to harass women, especially. Mm-hmm. They want to touch you. My color, mm-hmm. You clean.
The color
you find, you know, my wife, and you know, stuff like that. And it just moved from being patronizing to mm-hmm. just being outright annoying.
Yes.
And since then, I think it has dropped,
but
it's still there. Because I remember even that day of that protest, there were people who, while they were protesting, don't touch me, they were touching. They were touching. I was saying, hey, what's that they protest? Nothing in your body. Why person no go fit touch you, you know? And I am left wondering, do you think it's a global thing? I mean, women everywhere have really fine skin and people just want to touch. Or do you think it's very specific to Africans?
Well, it might not just be an African thing, but I think the way Africans believe and treat people, or maybe I just feel the rate here is high.
Okay. Do you think that the rate that is high here, mm-hmm. as you believe, and I believe too, mm-hmm. if I'm being honest, do you think it has anything to do with the, what we like to call patriarchy in Nigeria,
yeah.
in Africa, the whole, the man is superior to the woman. Mm-hmm. Would you attribute that ideology to this?
It is the perspective that we have, seeing mm-hmm. women as sex objects
mm-hmm.
and seeing mm-hmm. them as they don't have a say.
Yeah.
To everything. Like, if a woman wants to own her voice, it's more like she's becoming defensive.
Mm-hmm.
She's becoming arrogant and rude.
I have to hold on to that point. You know, a woman tries to defend herself and her body and people just take it as she's being extra. And then with the trend these days, they just go, she's a feminist, mm-hmm. you know?
Like that, like, word.
The people even know the meaning of feminism, you know? And that word is like the escape route for men who just do the wrong things to
yes.
women. You know, you try to speak up for yourself and they're like, feminist, you know? You get, let's see who will marry you and stuff like that, you know? And it's sad, really. So I would also like to bring this to a more sensitive setting. Now, mm-hmm. apart from the whole stranger trying thing. To touch you thing, bringing it home a bit, mm-hmm. bringing it specifically to the marriage setting. We understand as Africans that it's a general belief that if you marry, your husband owns you.
Yes.
Your husband owns your body, your husband mm-hmm. owns your money and everything about you. And so I'm wondering, how do we balance the idea of my husband owns me, that is an African thing, if I may say that, how do we balance it out with, I am my own person. I have my own body. I mean, I should be able to decide what I want to do with my body per time.
Mm-hmm.
How do we balance that out? Are you totally against the ideology of the man owns the woman when he marries her? What's your take on all of that?
Okay, I want to start with, when we do things, the fact that something has been a norm over time doesn't
yeah.
make it right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing people find difficult. They find it difficult to adapt to, unlearn something that we've been doing
uh-huh.
for a long time. I don't believe that a woman doesn't have a say when it comes to her body.
Yeah.
Because if we look at this, she has hormones.
Mm-hmm.
She has blood running through her veins.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a right to react
mm-hmm.
to something. So when you're saying, just ignore everything that is going on in your body and do my bidding, it seems like slavery to me.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
And the way marriage is supposed to be a mutual thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's come to a compromise.
Yeah.
Because if you own me as a wife, I also own you as a husband. Mm-hmm.
Which, if we're going to be honest, that's what Christianity preaches. Oh. We own each other's body. I mean, so there's no...
So imagine, they even make it seem as if, okay, what if the lady is coming up to ask for sex and the man is like, I'm so tired. She doesn't say anything again. Mm-hmm. Africans is like, don't force him.
But then switch it.
Then switch it the other way.
Yeah.
My dear, you have to
please your man.
I'm not saying you should not please the man, but I'm saying like there should be some understanding
on
both sides. Mm-hmm. There should be some exceptions.
Yeah.
A respect for the lady. Okay, there are times she might not be in the mood. How do you go about this? Do you like impose it on her? Like, you must give me this.
Your body belongs to me.
I paid my price. You start listing the things you paid for. That psychological effect is much more than whatever it is she's going through at that moment.
So I'm going to digress just a little bit because we just mentioned the whole bride price thing. Now, in your opinion, does the fact that we pay bride price, you know, when you want to get married, the family of the woman gives you a list of things you have to bring, a certain amount of money you have to pay. Yeah. Do you think that ideology or that bride price thing has kind of pushed this phenomenon of your body's not yours as a woman?
You're my property.
Do you think it is directly responsible?
I want to speak of how we think, though it is not right, like Africans believe like, if we spend money on something, it is art. Like, I have to enjoy.
I have to enjoy it against the last.
Yes.
I bought it with my money.
When someone buys a drink, what are you saying? They have to sit well. With a
drink it to the last drop.
I spent money on this. Yeah. I have to enjoy it until it's finished. Mm-hmm. So when the bride price thing, as it keeps increasing, it changes from what you just give as an appreciation of a gift you have.
Yeah.
Of the love that you have for someone, a person, to a purchase. Like you're buying an object. And then we tend to forget that now, if the lady says no, you don't have the right, you're not going to pay anything.
You can't push.
So you're actually getting married to a human being who has a choice.
Yeah.
It's not like you're buying a goat into your house.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting married to a human being. So I understand that some bride cries like... They are crazy. I hope they are ridiculous.
You see the list and they are like, is she getting sold off?
So that's it.
I can relate
because
to
because it's quite high. A lot of people are like, well, if it's quite high, then
she's mine. She's all mine.
Okay, so she's a property now that I have to pay, like I'm paying for a house. Okay, no problem. But that's not how we're supposed to reason.
So I'm going to be mischievous now and just ask you. We should scrap bride price, Abby. We should scrap it. No more bride price. You mind, Abby?
I scrap that.
Are you totally?
Who are those that even join all the list inside?
That's a very funny thing to it. From what I hear, I mean, I'm married, so I remember during my wedding, my father literally did not have a say on what appeared on my list and what didn't. It just sent it from the village. Like, that's the list for the girl. And then it was just a list that was come up with by a bunch of people who probably didn't even know my name.
They don't know you.
Probably know my name. So for you, scrap that thing.
some in-laws that are reasonable, when they say that the thing is taking a toll on the young man, sometimes they refuse to accept anything from him. They're like, okay, don't worry. You've already done much.
Yeah.
Take my daughter. Do you understand?
You've met people who I've never met. I want to meet people like
because
that.
Because they're like... this man.
For instead, what I've heard a lot of is he's not ready. You are not ready to marry. Just forget
it. I have to take all my savings and use it to marry a wife.
And then at the end of the day, now becomes I spent my heart and money marrying you. You don't get to tell me no. It's a very crazy thing. So I really want to hear what more you think about this don't touch her thing. What can we do? How can we emphasize it enough? Like, Don't touch.
I want to start with, for me, whenever I want to talk about things, I like to start with little things because I feel an addition of little things make things large. It starts with the home. This is not just a theory like, I know that's where she's coming from. It starts with brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
How do you see your sister? And how have you been able to raise the young girl to believe that her body is not an object that any man can come and touch and tap anyhow.
Yeah.
Because if you as a guy is being raised to honor the body of your sister, your female friend.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, you won't just see a lady, no matter how beautiful or how disgusting she looks or how you want to like finish her for whatever appearance that,
yeah,
she has. It won't go to the extent of touching her. Mm-hmm. Maybe if they have fixed laws, people, you understand that people can really control themselves.
It's not about
lack of self-control. It's just one manner that we've adopted and the psyche that we have. So it starts with the orientation we give people when they are growing up. And some people have the tendency to touch.
Yeah.
When they're talking to you, they tap you, they touch you.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. People who just touch by instinct.
Yes, they just touch anyhow. Mm-hmm. They have to come to understand that not everyone
likes to be touched.
And if you're very, if you understand that, you'll be quick to apologize.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, I touched you. I'm sorry. That gives the person, okay, this is not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't just, when you touch someone and the person is looking at you, like, this thing is annoying me because I go to the market and, not just the market, but I know the market, there are places I don't go to.
Yeah.
The market. Even though I know that's the shorter route to where I have to, like, they'll just be dragging.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you should not be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of diseases that are related to that.
You know what I'm always thinking when a random stranger touches me? I'm sorry, but especially when it's a guy, I'm always thinking, have you peed today? Did you wash your hand after peeing today? Why are you touching me? Or, you know, I'm thinking, what's this person has cut and this person has wiped their nose or something. My mind is just racing all over when a person touches me. More.
Yeah, so it starts with home and personal values. If we inculcate the value that a woman is to be respected, her body is to be respected, then people in different angles and spheres of life will be able to relate with that. That notwithstanding, it also starts, also begins with the lady as well.
Yeah,
I want to talk to the ladies and I want to talk about it beginning with the ladies because some ladies don't really care. You know, if you as a guy has related with a lady who doesn't care with a tap, left, right, front, center. And then you see someone who minds.
It not looks like, abnormal. Yeah, what's special about you? Yeah.
Then it comes to the part, maybe let's say she's kind of educated or she has successfully, and you feel like, yes. It's because she's educated. She has a business. You understand? So she's feeling like, what's this? So it also starts with the ladies. We need to come to that point where we understand that our body is to be respected.
Yeah.
Thinking about this is also health related.
Yeah.
It's not even just about the lady. Like when you see stranger, whether a man or woman, I don't know. How do you just see this person? You start touching. And when you're not even extending a hand of greeting.
Yeah.
You're just touching. Some people have some mental disorders that are related to that.
Yeah.
That we don't know.
Yes. I've met someone who gets very jumpy when people touch. You know, and it's weird. It's even in the slightest touch. Like, I'm having a conversation, you're like, hey, babe, and you touch her. She just gets very jumpy.
Can imagine.
About it. So, apart from even having a disorder, I just don't think that it is okay to just touch a stranger.
It is not.
Especially when it has to do with the opposite sex. Especially when it has to do with ladies.
Mm-hmm.
It's, for me, I don't know. There's no other way to say it. Just don't touch.
You just
if we're not intimate. I mean, even in intimacy itself, even amongst partners, like you said, between husband and wife, there are times of concern. There are times of I'm just not up to it. I'm just not feeling up to it. I mean, we're married. My body's just your body's mine. But we still understand that there are places for compromise. Yeah. I just don't want to be touched right now. So imagine if people who are spouses, who are together, can understand the fact that there are times when you just respect the other person's wishes when it comes to their body, how much more strangers. I mean, so for me, it would be stop excusing it, stop justifying it with waiting the idea now. It's just body. It's not just your hand I touch. It's not, you don't get
from
to tell
there,
me.
It gets to another
you, you don't get to tell me what part of my body is okay to be touched.
No.
You don't get to tell me, actually, I didn't touch your breast. It's none of your business. If I don't want you touching my hand,
don't touch.
I don't want you touching my hand. It's that basic.
That's just the truth.
Don't touch it. So it's not me that's being paranoid when I say just don't touch my hand. Yeah.
No, you're not being paranoid. That's actually the right way to treat people. Don't touch people. No hard.
So I'm going to run this again because quite honestly, I am particular about this small thing as you touch, as it relates to who we are as Africans, and how I am concerned as to how our cultural practice might in any way be pushing this ideology. Yeah. So I would like to talk more on the place of a woman in our culture.
Yeah.
The whole, you don't have a say, you're just a girl. I am also at the same time a believer who understands the whole concept of the man is the head, but of the home, not head of
everywhere.
let's be guided. You know, so, but how do we then see to it that in a bid to be this submissive woman to my husband, I am not considered by other people as having to be submissive also
to them.
To them, you know, because these things are why a lady might be okay with somebody touching her, because she feels, I'm just a woman. Who cannot fight him? I don't want to get into trouble. So how can we possibly balance this thing out? I'm all for educating the girls, and they, like you said, have to first of all think of self-respect and be able to say, look, you have to respect me. And then it's like you said, it starts with you.
Yeah.
You have to get to that point where you tell yourself that it is not okay for somebody to touch me. But then on a larger scale, for a woman who has been thought by religion, either Islam or Christianity, that she has to be submissive to her husband, how do we draw the line and make people understand, look, if there's a submissive line, it's not to you, it's to my spouse. Don't bring it into my simple interaction at the marketplace. I shouldn't have to cower at the sight of a man.
Mm. Okay, the controversy that a lot of people now target feminism, as we've already said. So when a lady says, no, we are equal as individuals in the workplace, at the marketplace, on the way, in our interaction, they feel like, what are you saying? They won't even let you finish.
Taboo.
They won't even let you land.
Imagine the end. Forget it. Go on to
Yes. So just keep short. So how do we draw this balance? I want to speak to every lady that is listening. Like, you don't really have to feel discouraged. A lot of people have been tagged names because they spoke out and said, see, I have a home. I'm submissive to my husband. But this is business we're talking about.
I shouldn't have to be submissive to you.
I don't have to be. I'm not arrogant. I'm not rude. We're having a conversation. See me as a human being who has brains. Let's have a normal conversation. So a lot of them have been tagged names. And that is making some ladies to cower. Like, they don't want to come out again and say, no.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me that way. Okay.
But we have to draw the line. The line is submit. In fact, the word, I think when I was young, when I hear submission, there's an imagination I have. I'm like, I'll just sit up right now. I'll just be saying, yes, sir. And I grew up, because of my relationship with my parents, I just knew that you can still be saying yes, sir, while you're rude and arrogant. So, so being submissive is a thing of the mind and attitude, not just about physical display. You understand? So if you're submissive to your husband, if a lady is submissive to her husband, her house, to the man in the house, it doesn't stop the fact that when she's relating with people, she shows them respect. And that is what men ought to understand. Because we already build a lot of things in our head. Even when a lady is trying to open up, like, I read a book, Lean In, by Sheri Sandberg, where she was saying there was a time she had to speak up for a salary raise. And all the guys there were like, who's this? This lady is rude.
Are you serious?
And those guys, they got salary raise. And she was like, why can't I get it? Everyone felt like why would she speak up? They were so surprised that she had to speak up, because they felt like she doesn't have, you know, this thing actually has been happening in America, in the Western world, even before now. Although it's getting better. Yes, and it is now. So, but people fought for it. So that's what I want us to do. We just have to keep fighting for this. If we relent, it gets worse than it has been. I'm not saying ladies should not respect people. They shouldn't respect men in their walks of life. But I also want the men to understand that these people are human. And they also need to be respected. The way you want to treat a guy, a man, is the same way the respect you have for a guy.
Just find the balance.
You just have to find the balance.
Her sex should not be the reason that the respect drops.
You just see her
because of that. Okay, so I'm going to turn the heat up a bit and talk about how some people justify the whole touching a woman thing with how she's dressed.
Okay.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm going to turn off it, turn the heat up a bit. So a lady's walking down the street at 7 p.m. She's wearing tank top and bum shorts and she just wants to go buy something down the street, you know, and guys are catcalling and some are touching and You probably someone just comes up and is trying to caution the guys and they're like, what's your own? Can't you see how she's dressed? She's just like prostitute now, so it's also free, you know, she's all of us. And you know, so the whole idea of it's my body, don't touch me, is there a but to it? Is there a except when I'm indecently dressed, or it's absolutely none of your business how I am dressed? I should be able, if it's my body, I should be able to wear what I want to wear when I want to wear it without feeling like I am attracting improper behavior to myself.
Okay, firstly, I want to say that there is no justification to touching a woman. Even if she's naked on the street, there's no justification. Just imagine that woman is a relative.
Yeah.
How would you, you just met or saw a relative like walking on the street, indecently dressed, or even stark naked. What would you do? Wouldn't you find something to cover the person? Firstly, because he or she's relative, would you go on touching the person, making jest of the person? How would you feel? Do you understand? Just imagine that and say, okay, that's why there's no justification. Because you don't even know where the person is coming from. You don't just understand the reason behind such dressing.
Okay.
And I don't advise or encourage people to dress indecently.
Okay.
I don't. The fact that you respect your body is the main reason why you need to cover up.
Okay.
The main reason why you need to get yourself in place so that people will not use that against you.
Okay.
Because it's your appearance most times is not just about the touching. It just gets an attention, unnecessary attention.
Yeah,
even
to
if
you don't
they're like, really, what is wrong with this person? Where is she going to? Is she okay? Is she fine? So when it's, you now do that intentionally, they're like wondering why.
Why? Okay, so now don't forget that we're trying to say don't touch her. And in Nigeria specifically, we have cases of, I have specifically heard a case of a lady who was what we would like to call indecently dressed, you know, to her, or probably just dressing normally and at the marketplace. And a woman, a market woman took her wrapper and... I went to wrap the girl and say, why you don't move body like this and, you know, cover her? Is that a case of don't touch her? Because, I mean, really, because we're just talking about the men. But don't forget, we have people of the old generation, women who do the same thing, you know. So, how do we...
Well, in that that's case... more embarrassing. That touch
you get, you know. So for me, I think it's a just mind your business thing.
I'm serious.
Just mind your business.
Mind your business.
Just mind
your business. And don't touch.
Don't touch.
If it's fire, will you go wrapping fire? It's fire. Yeah. Just overlook.
You know, because I feel like we need to have this conversation. It's not just about, it's fine, there's the men who do it a lot, who touch, because they feel like the lady's body was attracting them. But then there are these women who, I don't know. See, now don't also forget that the whole idea of indecently dressed is, it's subjective. There's no hard one size fits all when it comes to indecency. A normal dress that shows a little bit of cleavage can absolutely be fine for some other person. Yeah. Some other people would absolutely not want to show you any bit of cleavage. And then we have dresses that females that sometimes you, when you bend, it just shows your cleavage and stuff like that. You know, so there's no standard per se to what decency is. So saying that indecent dressing might be the reason why some guys touch, you know, it now gives room for
there's no
for
justification.
The touch. So basically it's a just don't touch.
Yeah, just
it's
don't touch. No
absolutely
what.
None of your business. Just how do they say it? Come out eyes.
Yeah. Mind your business. You just mind have to be busy. Business. So busy that you don't even notice
don't
that.
Notice so all right,
this
then.
Is your business. We need people being productive, not looking out for...
You see? There goes the chill talk lady. Did you guys hear that? Did you guys be busy with your
no
business?
No green or stuff.
Be busy with your business.
Get
easy.
Really? All right. Thank you so much, Amarachi.
Yeah,
this was a very wonderful conversation. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your views. Thank you for sharing your show with us, Q Talk. So, yeah, citizens, please do subscribe to Amarachi's show. Just check up on the Jamit app and subscribe to the Q Talk podcast by Princess Amarachi. And if you have not subscribed to Citizen Z, I don't know what to say to you, but you are missing out, because this episode, just like many others, promises to be explosive and others will be even more so. So totally subscribe. You should subscribe so you can get updates on what's going on and what's getting released part time.
And you know one interesting thing? When you get busy listening to Citizen Z, you might not notice that young lady that passed, so you don't.
So you don't start her. Thank you for that, Princess Amarachi.
Yeah.
It was good to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure as well.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye bye.
Citizen Z is produced by Cynthia Ovo and Aiko Rizzo. This episode was edited and mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Citizen Z is a production of Jamit Media.